increasingly occurs via smartphone apps and other channels that do not involve a traditional web browser. Additionally, as system components and sensors keep getting smaller and cheaper, two-way access to information is becoming a key part of everyday objects like thermostats and doorknobs, which aren't perceived as traditional computing devices at all. While many of these experiences will not require the same types of semantic structures that traditional websites did, they are still key components in information ecosystems and thus subject to many of the same design principles presented in previous editions of the book. When considering the subject of our designs in the abstract as information environments instead of websites, we can see that the design principles that inform these semantic structures have broad applicability beyond design for the web. The I Ching is an ancient Chinese oracle, and arguably the oldest interactive information environment in the world. Its text presents 64 patterns that describe and teach us how to deal with different aspects of change. One of these patterns, the well, represents those things in life that are constant and which steadfastly replenish and refresh us, even as the chaos of impermanence alters the world around us. We have approached this fourth edition of the Polar Bear book with the recognition that information architecture is one such well. As long as we are dealing with the design of information environments for use by human beings, we will have a need for tools and techniques that allow us to structure that information to make it easier to find and understand. We have gone back to first principles to identify those that can be used in any situation to help bring consistency, coherence, and understandability to digital products and services, regardless of their manifestations in space and time. Our hope is that even as technologies and techniques come and go, you will be able to continue drawing from the well of information architecture for many years to come. What's new in the fourth edition? Information Architecture for the Web and Beyond focuses on information architecture as a set of tools and techniques for dealing with tough information organization problems by anyone involved in any aspect of design, regardless of their job title. We have gone through the first three editions and brought forward those principles of information organization that are universal and timeless. We've cast these in the context of current practice by updating the examples and illustrations. We've avoided discussions of particular software packages. It's all changing too quickly for this information to have much value in the long term. Instead, we focused on tools and techniques that have stood the test of time and which are not dependent on particular technologies or vendors. Organization of this book. This book is divided into three parts and 13 chapters, progressing from abstract fundamental concepts to processes, tools, and techniques you can use to put them into practice. It breaks down as follows. Part 1, Introducing Information Architecture, provides an overview of information architecture for those new to the field and experienced practitioners alike, and comprises the following chapters. Chapter 1, The Problems That Information Architecture Addresses, sets the stage by describing the main challenges we face today when dealing with complex information environments. Then, in Chapter 2, Defining Information Architecture, we offer definitions and analogies and explain why information architecture is not easy to identify in everyday life. Chapter 3, Design for Finding, helps us better understand people's information-seeking needs and behaviors. And Chapter 4, Design for Understanding, explains how information architecture can create the right context for people to understand information. Part 2, Basic Principles of Information Architecture, presents the fundamental components of an architecture, illustrating the interconnected nature of these systems. It comprises the following chapters. Chapter 5, The Anatomy of an Information Architecture, helps you visualize the nuts and bolts of an architecture and introduces the systems covered in subsequent chapters. We then describe ways to structure and organize sites to meet business goals and user needs in Chapter 6, Organization Systems. In Chapter 7, Labeling Systems, we present approaches for creating consistent